Chapter 2. I stand still, mesmerized by his mouth, the way his pale green eyes are dancing at me. He folds his arms across his chest, and I notice both are inked, with tattoos starting at the wrists and disappearing under the crisp cotton fabric of his long-sleeved pale blue dress shirt. The fabric grows tighter around his massive biceps, straining to contain them in the same way it did across his back. I suck in a breath. I swear, it's like I'm seeing Brady for the very first time. He casually lifts an eyebrow.
I'm waiting to hear about the status of my Willie.
Huh? Instinctively, I lower my gaze to his crotch, landing right below his belt buckle. Shit! I jerk my head back and practically give myself whiplash in the process. Oh my God, I stared at his crotch.
I assure you, I don't need a Willie,
Brady says. My face burns in mortification. No, no, not that kind of Willie, of course. I know you have a Willie. I'm talking about my Willie. I hear a guffaw from the videographer behind me and a few snorts from the people assembled in the corridor. Not that I have a Willie like that, I blurt out. Brady's mouth curves up a little bit more. Apparently, he's amused by my verbal meltdown.
You have a Willie of another variety?
I see Elisa furrow her penciled-in eyebrows together to form a sharp V on her forehead. Yikes, I should resign right now. Everyone within 10 feet of me thinks I'm babbling about penises when I'm talking about a ferret and with one of the celebrity stars of the calendar. And crap, this is even worse when I think it through. No, my ferret is named Willie, I blurt out at last. I think he'd be perfect for you to hold in the photo shoot. Brady's expression of amusement at my verbal escapade into the abyss is replaced by interest. His eyes widen as soon as he hears the word ferret pass my lips.
You have a ferret?
He asks. I nod. I have two. Ferrets end up in our shelters, too. They're such incredible creatures. Nobody knows how super smart they are. Funny, mischievous. They aren't for everyone, but you can say that about any pet. It takes a special person to give a ferret a forever home, but they are wonderful, loving pets for the right person. They deserve a spot in the calendar. Addison is our resident crazy ferret lady, Elisa jokes. I bite my tongue to keep my mouth from frowning. I'm not crazy because I love ferrets, and I hate when Elisa says that. I simply happen to be a person who appreciates and celebrates the wonderful and unique animals they are.
Why is her passion for ferrets any different than what one would have for dogs?
Brady asks. Elisa turns pink. No, of course not. I was just teasing Addison. Right.
Can I pose with your ferret?
Brady asks, turning his gaze back toward me. Of course, I say, excited to get the ferret community some love in this calendar. I do have to go home and get him and bring him back. That will take me about 40 minutes. Elisa frowns. But we're on a tight schedule. Brady is supposed to go first. I frown as the schedule appears at the forefront of my mind. I know each player is designated for a specific time. Brady's eyes intently study my face. Then he quickly turns back to Elisa.
Can you swap me out with someone when Addison gets back? Or make me the last person of the day?
Elisa's eyebrow V is reaching proportions of the one favored by the Count from Sesame Street. I don't know. We can't go into overtime, she says, clearly torn about having a tiny budget and wanting to make the celebrity volunteer happy.
What if,
Brady says slowly,
I pay any extra overtime incurred by the photographer for having to stay for me?
Brady, no, that's not necessary, I gasp, not wanting him to pay out of pocket so that he can do a picture with Willie. He meets my eyes with his.
Consider it a contribution to Feathers to pause.
No, no, we can't ask you to do that, I say, putting out my hand in a stop motion.
You're not asking me. I'm telling you what I want to do to make sure a ferret is featured. It's important to me.
My heart leaps as his eyes lock with mine. Brady is not going to let this go. I can see it in the intensity of his gaze, and the fact that he's doing this for ferrets makes me appreciate him more than he could know.
So.